I would like to discuss today an important shaila. How far are you mechuyev to travel for a minyan, to get tefillah b'tzibur? How far are you mechuyev to travel? So the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Mem Vov Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Omer Reb Vo, Omer Reb Shim Ben Lokish, Le Gabel, that's somebody who makes Isis to make it Torah. Ule Tfila, the Tfila is for Tfila Betziba, the Davan Shmanesra with a minion. I'm not talking about coming just to Shul and being there and answering Kedusha and Kaddish and Tfila Betziba is Tfila Betziba to start with the Tziba. Daven Shmanesra with a tzibah, with an atilis yidayim, and to wash your hands for a moitzi, there's a chiyuv that the Gemara to go abo milim. 4 mil you're meant to go to for these three things. So what's negeya for us is tefillah and atilis yidayim. For tefillah betzibah and atilis yidayim, there's a chiyuv to go of 4 mil. Now, it is a machlokes rishonim. What does natilis yadayim mean? Does it mean natilis yadayim? The natilis yadayim is certainly suda. Or the tefillah, what does the tefillah mean? Does it mean tefillah betziba? Or does it mean washing your hands before you daven? Before you daven, the chiyuv to wash your hands. Does the gemara mean that? So, lemaisa, we pasken lahalocha. Both that for tefillah betziba and for washing your hands before davening, there's a chiyuv to go 4 mil. So the Gemara says, as Omer Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, Reb Yosi Reb Chanina says, the shonu, this halacha was only said of 4 mil. Was only Elo Lefonov, only if you're anyway going in that direction, then you've got a chiyuv to go 4 mil. Avol Le'achrov, but if you have to, let's say you'll have to go back on your journey, you have to go back, then afila mil eino choizer, a mil you don't have to go back, but just less than a mil you do have to go back. Now, So the Gemara says, Omer Avacha, Mano, Mil Hudeinu Choyza, a mil you don't have to go back, Hopochois, Mil Choyza, less than a mil you do have to go back. So the halacha is that for Natiz Hidayim le Tzuda, Natiz Hidayim le Tfila, and Tfila Betziba, if it's in the direction you're anyway going, then you have to go 4 mil, and if you have to go back, then it is up to a mil. I mean, till a mil, you're mechuyev to go back. less than a bill, you're not mechuyev to go back. And this same halacha applies if you're at home. If you're at home, you've got a minyan, just less than a mil, then you're mechuyev to go to that minyan. A mil is 18 minutes, so you'll have to go 17.9 minutes to be able to get, you'll have to walk for 17.9 minutes to get to your minyan.
We've got quicker travel
nowadays. Now you've been Moira a very important shayla. Very important shayla. That's what I wanted to discuss today. Is it just distance, or is it also time? That is the shayla. And it's a very negedic shayla. So if Lefonov is about a mil, so if you take it in distance, so 4 mil in a car is, if you're traveling at 60 miles per hour, is it'll be three minutes. And if you take it in time, it's 72 minutes. So it's a massive nafkamina. And also, if you're at home, so a mil in a car will take you half a minute, or let's say a minute. Yeah, we'll give it a minute. And if you're going to take it in time, it'll be 18 minutes. Yeah, so we mamish nagei lemaisa. I don't know in town if it's so nagei, but on holidays it's nagei lemaisa. Do I have to travel? I think it's in the way of the road, how the road travels.
Even if it's a quarter mile away on the map.
Yeah, but Lemaisa, you'll have to go that distance to be able to get there, so that that's how it's counted. So this is the shaila. Do you take distance or you take time? Very, very, very important shaila. So So this halacha legaba natin sedayim lesuda. If you haven't got water, and isn't water within 4 mil, then the halacha is korech olav mapa. You wrap your hands with a cloth and make sure it's totally covered, and then you're allowed to eat. If not, you're not allowed to do that. You have to wait till you get. Till to weigh for four mil, and then you'll be able to eat. Otherwise, you won't be able to eat. That's paskind in Shulchan Aruch. So the bialocha.
Your hands have to be
totally covered. It doesn't help holding the bread and the paper, because if your hands are not covered, then the chashash, that the part of your hand which is uncovered, might touch the bread and there'll be a problem. So it's not just the paper, it's your hands have to be covered. So the bialocha in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, where this halacha is brought down of Dalad Mil, so Be'alocha clears a shayla. Umestabra. To kushunaseya begam leparcha. If you're flying with a gam leparcha. A gam leparcha, the Gemara in Makkos says, gam leparcha is kalim b'mrutzosam. They travel very fast, very very lightly, and kigoin. Now, what is the mishbrura's hechatimtza? What was the gamla parch in the mishbrura's days? Mishbrura doesn't say the train. It says kigoin ala post, or kiyitzboy. Now, what was the post? The post, I don't know here. They translate it as the express train. That means the post train, that was the fastest train. There was no stops, and it had its own rails, and that was the express train. I thought it was express wagon, but something express which travels very fast. So now the Mishnah Berurah clears the shaila, when you're traveling with this post, so how are you going to work it out? Are you going to work it out with Dalet Mil, or are you going to work it out with time? So Zok the Bealocha, in Choshvim Lefi Oirech HaDerech, you don't work it out on the distance of the way, Lefi Cheshben Azman Shehiluch Shadalet Milim Lodem Beini Shushia Ayin Beis Minutin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're traveling in an express train, then the Shia is not the distance, the Shia is time. And if the Shia is time, is 72 minutes. So in other words, if you're traveling, we'll call it, in Mishnah Berurah state, if you're traveling in a car, and so it's like the Mishnah Berurah's express train, so the distance is non-significant, so Mamela, you take time. So if you left Manchester and you haven't got any water to wash your hands from the Tzidayim, so around 72 minutes away, you've got water. I mean, closer than that, you've also got water. Yeah. So you'll have to wait. And don't say, within this 4 mil, I haven't got water and I'm okay. Yeah, no, 72 minutes away, you've got water, you're mechuyev to wait. That's the Mishnah Berurah. So the question is, as when the Mishnah Berurah wrote Mishnah Berurah, he didn't start at Kuf Samach Gimel. He started at Simon Aleph. And he went through Shulchan Aruch. This halacha of waiting Dalet Mil or a mil, it's not the first time in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Gimel and Hilchos Tzidayim the Suda. It's already brought in Simon Tzadi and Simon Tzadi Beis. Now the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Tzadi is talking about Tefillah B'Tzibah. So it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadi Sif Tzayin for Tefillah B'Tzibah, that if you got a minion within Dalet Mil, you have to go Dalet Mil, and if you have to go backward, you have to go Tefillah Mil. And in Simon Tzadi Beis, is brought also that you have to wash the chiv netid zidayim before you daven, and you have to go Dalet Mil. So in these two places, in Simon Tzadi and Simon Tzadi Beis, Mishnah Berurah didn't bring this shaila. Why did the Mishnah Berurah wait till Hilchos Netid Zidayim to say this? You know, it's a massive chumrah. Yeah, this chumrah of not distance, only time. Why did Mishnah Berurah wait till Kuf Samach Gimel? Should have told me Hilchos Tefillah B'Tzibah. If you got a minion within 72 minutes. 72 minutes to go and find a minion. A minion with 18 minutes, go and find a minion. Or washing your hands for davening. Why did Mishnah Berurah wait till Kuf Samach Gimel for this shaila? So there's two mahalchim for this shaila, and really there's another kasha. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tzadi Beis, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simon Tzadi Beis Sif Katan Yud Zayin. So it says, Hoylich Bederech, you have to go Dalad, if you got within Dalad Mil, you've got Chiyuv to wait for Dalad Mil. So Zot the Mishnah Berurah, V'roichev Dinay B'cholzeh K'mahalach B'ravglov. If you're riding on a behemoth, it's the same halacha as Kilu you're walking. Just like you're walking, you've got a Chiyuv to wait Dalad Mil. So if you're riding on a behemoth, you've also got a chiev to wait. You have to wait for the distance of Dalet Mil. So the question, and he brings this down from Eli Rabba brings it down from Truth Space Yaakov, that this halacha, that would count it in distance, not only if you're walking, also if you're riding on the animal. So the question is, that l'chayra, if it's worked out in time as well, not only in distance, so if you're riding on the animal, so you'll get there faster than walking. When a person walks Dalad Mil, it takes him 72 minutes. But if he'll ride Dalad Mil, he for sure it don't take him 72 minutes. He might be there in half an hour, or might be there even faster. So why the Mishabura and the Mishabura here says as Reichev is like it's got the same din as Mahalach Baraglav. Oh, so it seems like that when it comes to davening, we don't count that it's not reckoned in time, it's reckoned in distance. So why Banatidis Yidayim is it any different? Oh, so there's two Mahalchim here. So Rav Ozner in Shevet HaLevi, he says, as Natidis Yidayim, the Tefillah, or davening tefillah b'tzibah, or a mitzvah. What eating without washing your hands, that's an issa, horaya, that even a oinon rachmon and tzlon, which is potter mikol mitzvahs, if he eats bread, is mechuyev to wash his hands, but he won't make a bracha on Natidis Yidayim. It's very interesting. He'll wash his hands, but not make a bracha on Natidis Yidayim. Because to make a bracha is a mitzvah. Oinu nechman eslon is potter mekol ha-mitzvahs. Or the isurim is not allowed to be over. To eat without washing your hands, that is an issa. So meila zokar vol nazar. When we're talking about mitzvahs, so there, by mitzvahs, we weren't matriach you so much. Because even if you don't wash your hands for davening, or if you don't daven tefillah b'tzibah, you'll still be mekayim the mitzvah. No, you won't have the mitzvah b'idura. If you have a mitzvah b'idura, then we didn't say that there is a klal of time, then the klal is only distance. Masha Enkein, where you're talking about Natidis Yidayim for eating, if you don't wash your hands, you're doing an issa. So we can't be makel on doing on an issa. And mela there, we also said that it's not only distance, it's also time. Now the shaila is where does this chilik come from? If when Chazal, it's the same Gemara, yeah? And if when Chazal said Dalad Mil, Chazal said Dalad Mil Letfila on Natidis Yidayim is all the same klal. So where did this chilek come from? That's one mahalach. That's the Rav Ozner's mahalach. Then in the Sefer Ishe Yisrael on Hilchos Tefillah, there he writes that if you find a minyan within 18 minutes, you're traveling by car, or 72 minutes if you're ready on your journey, then you mechuyev to wait 72 minutes. He brings this down from Chaim Knievsky. Chaim Knievsky, Zayin Gesund, says that if you're traveling in a car, so if you're traveling and within 72 minutes you'll find a minion, it is also reckoned in time. Raya, bi'alocha, in Hilchos Natidis Yidayim L'Achila. I, the Mishabura in Simon Sadi Bey says, if you're riding on the animal, then you reckon it in distance, not in time. So he says, as if you're riding an animal, there's some tircha. Yeah, it's not so comfortable riding an animal. So maybe there's some tircha involved. There, Chazal said that it's reckoned in distance. Mashenkein, nowadays, if you're traveling in a car, cars are very comfortable, very smooth, there's no tircha. I don't know about the driver, but the one who's traveling is very smooth, there's no tircha at all involved. It's mamish, Gam la parcha, so there he has to reckon in time and not in distance. So in other words, if you're traveling, if you've left Manchester and you know within 72 minutes you're going to find the minyan, you can't just daven be yichidus. You'll have to wait till 72 minutes to find the minyan, or you haven't got water from the tizidaim, you'll have to wait 72 minutes. You'll have to wait 72 minutes, or you'll have to go back 18 minutes on your journey.
Yeah.
Shachris mincha marev. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky paskens. Shachris mincha marev. Yeah, that means if you're at home, or let's say you're on holiday, you'll have to travel 17.9 minutes to find the minyan.
That's.
That's a shayla. Money for mitzvahs, there's no, what? Kiblu alay achayva. Now, yeah, you have to spend money for mitzvah. Depends. The pshat is normal mood of travel. There is a shaila. If I'm sitting over here, am I mechuyev now? That's a shaila. If I'm not in the car now, I'm sitting here. That's a shaila. And haven't got a clock height on that. Yeah, yeah. If you're anyway traveling. Yeah. Yeah. Now, it could be, as Yosef, it's a normal mode of travel, so then you mechuyev to take that mode of travel. So nowadays, the normal mode of travel is a car, so Mela, that's how you get there. I think they bring down from Rabbi Yashav, I think so. That nowadays, you got cars. It's a normal mode of travel, then you have to take a car. I think so, but I don't remember clearly. If the option's available for you, for state, if you haven't got the option, then.
What's the short direction of travel? So you're going from here to London, say?
Yeah.
You have to stay on the M6, M1, and then find a shul in Birmingham, or you have to turn, if you can't turn.
No, once you're turning off, that's already called Let's Stod. So, I mean, at a service station, that's that would call us on the way.
Yeah.
But if you'll have to turn.
So you're looking for a minute into Birmingham.
To go into Birmingham,
then you're going off the track. What, 17.9 minutes?
Yeah, then the cheshbon will be 17.9 minutes. So that's. I would like to suggest that this whole bi'alocha is only said for netiz hidayim lesuda. He didn't say Mishabura Taka left it out in Hilchas Tfila Betziba, Hilchas netiz hidayim letfila. Mishabura Taka left it out. Now, if you have a look in Mishabura in the bi'alocha in Hilchas netiz hidayim lesuda. Where Mishabura says about his post that you have to reckon in time, not only in distance. So Mishabura finishes off the end of the Bi'alocha, the Kolze Dafka Kishurov Harbe. Only when you're very, very hungry can you rely, if you're traveling in the post, to wait that if you can't find water within 72 minutes, then you'll be able to. And eat without Natil Sidai. Why did the Mishabura have to add on this point called Kishurov Harbor? Why do you have to tell me you have to be very hungry? If you have a look in Mishabura, when he speaks about the Rochik Dalad Milim, so the Mishabura says, he says, Vuhuroi Tzelechel. When, if you can't find water within Dalad Mil, you can be Koyrich Yodav B'Mapa. That's what Mishabura says. So the Mishnah Berurah just adds on there that if you don't know if you find water, so then the Chai Odom says you need Ro'ev Harba. Then you need to be really hungry. So that means if you know within 4 mil you can't find water, if you decide now to eat, you can eat. If you've got a sofik, the Be'alocha says, brings a Chai Odom, then you have to be Ro'ev Harba, but it's a sofik. So if we're Ro'ev Harba, when you're very hungry, we'll be Mekel. So why did the Mishnah Berurah, when he speaks about his 72 minutes, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kol ze dafke kishroav harbe, o keniske le'el. Only when you're very hungry, like it's mentioned before. The Shia Dalin Milin, you don't need Ro'ev Harba. Shia Dalin Milin, I've decided to eat, I can eat. So it could be, as Mishnah Berurah holds like this. The Emes Chazal gave one Shia. They gave a Shia of Dalad Mil. Dalad Mil is Dalad Mil, distance. Nothing else, no time, distance. So that is a Shia. So Mela, when it comes to Tvila B'Tibba, or Tizidayim the Tvila, is reckoned with one thing, distance. Now the Mishnah Berurah's got a problem here. When somebody's traveling, and is traveling with this gamla paracha, with this post, so we'll tell you dalad mil, distance. The dalad mil has got no significance whatsoever. If you're traveling 60 miles an hour, and if you're traveling 80 miles an hour, dalad mil is over in 2-3 minutes. It's got no significance at all. And Chazal told me to wait for dalad mil. It's got no significance. So Elamai, that's poshut by the Mishnah Berurah. If you're traveling at the speed, the dalad mil, the distance, has got no significance. Chazal, that couldn't have been the kula of Chazal. I mean, you've got an issa here to eat without washing your hands for suda. And Chazal gave you a kula when you've got a doichik that will be makel for you. But it has to be some doichik. If you're traveling at a speed of 60 miles an hour, there's no significance, there's no doichik, Chazal won't be makel. So Mishnah Berurah, with his own svara, has come along and said that, you know, even so the dalad mil has got no significance, that I can be makel to eat without natil sidayim. From my own svara, I'll tell you that mstama Chazal would be makel on 72 minutes as well. But really the Mishnah Berurah has got no mekoy for it. It is Mishnah Berurah's own svara to say, just like Chazal will makel the distance of dalad mil, they will also makel in time of dalad mil, which is 72 minutes. But it's a svara of the Mishnah Berurah, like the Mishnah Berurah starts off, umistabra. It's his own svara. It's got no raya for it. So Mamela is up to the Mishnah Berurah, if I've got no raya, it's only my svara. Could be I'm right. Could be I'm wrong. If I'm, so it's a sofik. It's a svara, aber it could be. Of a sofik. It's mstabra to be makel, but it's not better than every sofik. Just like when I've got a sofik, if I'm going to find water within dalad mil, so we'll only makel when you're very hungry, ro'ev harba. So here also, on this svara of dalad mil, will also of time that will be makel, that you can use time to be makel, that I'll also only say only when you roar of harbour. Because the Maisa it is a sofik. So Mamela, so Mishnah Berurah here is really saying, I've got an issa here, like Rav Ozan said, I've got an issa. I have to find some kula. Mistaba to find a kula. So Chazal gave me a kula, dalad mil, distance. Mistaba, I can also say, to be makel on this issa, I'll also say a dalad mil of time. But when he came, but this is all svaras, when I've gone issa and I'm looking for a kula, so When I'm looking for a kula, well, maybe time will also be a kula. But when I'm talking about tefillah betzibah, so maybe Chazal just left it as a like look, distance, dalad mil. Even so, it's got no significance, a dalad mil, if I'm traveling in an express. But maybe Chazal made a like look. But so Mela there, it's not mistaba that Chazal, they said like look and dalad mil, and that was it. They didn't add anything on. But when it comes to Yisurim, then we have to be, we only make a machmas ha-doichek. So when is the midah, we need some doichek here. So if we haven't got the doichek of dal and nil, we'll have to make the doichek of 72 minutes. So there, the Mishbura said, maybe we'll be makel. When it comes to tefillah, there's no reason to say, maybe Chazal made a like look. We've got no reason to say that Chazal also meant 72 minutes. So Mamela, this halacha of Dalad Mil in time is only Negea Le Suda, and it's not Negea for Twila Betziba or for Nati Zedayim Le Twila. The Choyra, that's what will come out. But as I said, as Reb Chaim Kineski says, that is also reckoned in time, not only in distance, for Tfilah B'Tzibah.
Subject. Yeah. Always carry a bottle of water in your car.
Motto.